You're listening to Comedy Forecast.
Brought to you by Dill, you know, like the pickles, domains.com.
Okay, I'll admit it, I made a big mistake. In the last episode, I was talking about the upcoming Comedy Forecast Monster Laughs event. And I said it was happening at 3:30 on Saturday, December 11th. Well, if you look at a calendar, which is obviously something I should have done, you'll notice that December 11th is actually a Thursday. I meant to say the event is happening Thursday, December 11th at Disney World. I have to give a shout out to everyone who pointed that out. Every single person. But it got me to thinking, so I went back to see if there were any mistakes in any of the other episodes of the show. Oh boy, you betcha there were. For instance, in my episode entitled 101 Jobs for People Who Don't Like Numbers, one of the occupations I mentioned was hairstylists. At one point I said that hairdressing was something you should never put on a Caesar salad. That was so obviously wrong. What I meant to say was, you need to be careful when you give someone a buzz cut, because one's buzz does not grow back quickly. And I hear it's kind of painful. Also, in the episode that featured my field guide to poisonous plants, venomous snakes, and the switch to digital television, I mentioned that the eastern hognose snake was poisonous. That was wrong. It's actually the similar-looking cottonmouth moccasin that's venomous. I apologize to the hognose species and hope that it will consider this public retraction sufficient and will drop its lawsuit. I don't look forward to going to court over this one. I think the snakes have an inherent advantage. What else? Oh yes, in episode 37, I found out later it's actually pronounced water. Also, I didn't mean to say that the Enterprise should be hauling garbage. I meant to say it should be hauled away as... Hey, you know, some of these are just for me, folks. The important thing is that I'm not ashamed to admit it when I've made a mistake. Now, what's that old saying? If people didn't make mistakes, blooper reels would just be really short documentaries? Something like that. The thing is, you need to be big enough to admit it when you've made a mistake. If you're GM, you need to look at that Cadillac Escalade and say, "Whoops, my bad. Sorry, we'll stop making those things right away." Which reminds me of another mistake I made. Way back in 2005, I predicted, right here on this show, that we'd all have flying cars by now. Once again, I was wrong. Sort of. You see, it turns out we can make flying cars, and they made one a few years ago. The very expensive, very exclusive Porsche Pondhopper. But when they ran some tests on this flying car, they realized they had made a big mistake. Rich people didn't like it. It turns out they were upset that there was no coach section in the back, so they didn't have anyone to sit in front of and be all, "Oh, look at us, we're flying first class." And their kids apparently kept trying to get the GPS to give them directions to the Sky Mall. The point is, flying cars turned out to be a big mistake. Kind of like actually naming a color puce. What the car companies and everyone else needs to remember is that there is nothing wrong with acknowledging mistakes. Look at me. I acknowledge other people's mistakes all the time, and it doesn't bother me a bit. In fact, when I walk down the street, I see people point at me and say, "There goes one sorry individual." Makes me kind of proud. So, if I can leave you with one thought, it's this. A smart person learns from their mistakes. And a brilliant one gets it on tape and sends it into America's Funniest Home Videos. If you're looking to pick up a domain name, your first step should be to type in D-I-L-L, you know, like the pickles, domains.com. There you'll find domain names starting at just $9.85,
with all the extras. Remember, that's dill, like the pickles, domains.com.
Now take a few minutes to relax with Clinton after the episode.
And this is indeed Clinton. Welcome to, or welcome back to, the after the episode portion of Comedy Forecast. Well, let's see, I pretty much covered the upcoming MouseFest event at the top of the show, so let's get right into the calls and emails with items for the virtual table of random things. If you're not familiar with the table, it's a place where you can drop off all sorts of random things, or call or write in to pick things up off the table. All virtually, of course. First up, here's a message that came in via the super secret phone line that you can get at by calling area code 360-515-0004.
Hi, Clinton. This is Tabitha from Buffy Between the Lines and a bunch of other podcasts you can find at tabithagraysmith.com. And I am calling to let you know that my boyfriend, the cat, would like the fake mouse toy on the virtual table of random things. He is starting out his video podcast career, and he really needs it because it's a de-stressor. And he is leaving one of his fake cat balls that he plays with. No, it's not really fake, but we decided to go with the fake thing. So, yeah, I hope you enjoy. Bye.
You got it. Oh, and good luck with that video podcast. Or should I say, pause-cast? No, maybe I shouldn't. Cool B writes, I'd like to take the 5 seconds of white noise. And I'll be leaving a random assortment of power adapters. I have no idea what they go to, but maybe someone will have a virtual use for them. Maybe they're good for a superhero. Next up, Brendan writes, he'd like to leave a puppet of Steve Swanson, I assume that's Steve Swanson of Muppet Cast, an Obama shirt, and a used $25 iTunes card. Then Brendan wants to take some of the virtual $1 million, $219.99 in fact. He wants to buy an iPod Touch. Apparently Brendan's was stolen. Oh, about the virtual $1 million? Yeah, it was placed on the table, but it does come with rules attached to it. So head over to comedyforecast.com where you'll find a link near the top of the homepage that will guide you to the virtual table. Then you can check out the rules for the virtual $1 million, as well as a running total of what's left. Next up, Chad writes, ooh, I hope I'm not too late. I have a remote-controlled universal flying object, or UFO. Unfortunately, I lost the remote control for it. Can I have the universal remote control? Do you know how much those things are on eBay? If all goes well, you can look for my craft in the skies near Area 51 very soon. As a token of my deep appreciation, I will leave my rabbit foot keychain. There's still a key on it that I suspect will open my old gym locker at school. And Chad, we're hoping there's no old gym socks in there.
Hey, Clinton, this is Blake from the 2-in-1 Showcase podcast. I was looking over at the virtual table here, and I'm directing a play. And I need a sack of change as a prop. And I'm looking at this $7.50 in pennies, and I could really use that. So if it's all right with you, I'm gonna go ahead and take that there. Darn it, Clinton, it can't quite fit in the sack. I'm going to put 3 of these pennies back, okay? I want to leave something, too. Let me see what I got here. How about I got a maroon Sharpie. I've got a button here. It says, I read banned books. And I've got one of those McDonald's Monopoly pieces. Looks like Illinois Avenue. I don't know, maybe somebody can use that. All right, thanks, Clinton. Off to the set.
You know, if you were listening very carefully, you might have heard Blake getting a hernia. And here's an email from Julie. Hey, Clinton, I work at a coffee shop in Chicago, not Starbucks. And I have a few things that have not been claimed in our Lost and Found box that I would like to add to the virtual table of random things. A Suzuki car key on a green key ring, prescription glasses, and a clip-on snake earring. Keep up the amazing podcast. Signed, your caffeinated friend, Julie. And Julie included a photo, so I'm going to link up to that over at the virtual table of random things so you can check those things out. Next, David writes, I would like to pick up the Darth Vader autograph. I would like to drop off
my sister's poo-covered shoe and an iPhone and some bubble wrap. I'm sure that must mean Winnie the Pooh. Oh, and David, unfortunately, the Darth Vader item is gone. However, don't despair, because I was able to locate a photocopy of a reproduction of a print of a scan of an unofficial, undocumented signature of a friend of David Prowse's neighbor's second cousin. That's probably just as good. Well, the frame is probably worth something.
Hi, this is your old friend Karen in New Orleans. After serious deliberation, I have decided to participate in the virtual table of random things. So, my contribution is going to be a big bag of assorted Mardi Gras beads, cups, and various throws. And I would like to take the inflatable MetLife blimp, because this way I might be able to travel without having to pay $25 to check my suitcase anymore. Have a great day.
Thank you, Karen. Oh, and that brings up another problem that people had with flying cars, by the way. They didn't want to keep paying themselves $25 to place luggage in the trunk, so they kept saying everything was carry-on. Unfortunately, placing luggage on the floor in front of you doesn't work out too well if you're the driver. And finally, Rich Palmer writes, "Just wanted to let you know that I picked up the plastic bag full of soda can pull tabs and the ripped phone book that only has the pages for M through R, set down by Leon. I was able to donate the soda can tabs to the local Ronald McDonald House charities, and the ripped phone book can help me level a work table in my studio." Nicely done, Rich. I also have to admit that I took a copy of the Comedy Forecast song by Brian. I put it back when I was done with it, though. I'm leaving the following on the table. Two XLR cable ends. They're missing the internal pins, but perhaps someone can use the outside casings. The inner sleeve from the David Bowie Young Americans album, and five well-worn guitar picks, 0.53 millimeter. Thanks, Clinton. Can't wait to hear the next exciting episode. Neither can I, Rich. I can't wait to find out what happens. Well, I think that just about does it for this time around. Remember, you can always get in touch by sending an email to comedyforecast, and that's with the number 4, at gmail.com, or by calling the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004. And for those of you dialing internationally, that's a U.S. number. I'll talk to you next time. Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes,
leave a comment,
Zune Marketplace,
Zune me baby,
Podcast Pickle,
add us as a favorite,
and Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.